Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Oh, it's great. Hanging out with you here, 267-9680, our number to get in. Text away the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. We'll look at that. We got the college. We got a decent sports night tonight. We got the College World Series. Are we adopting a team? Are we gonna adopt a team here for the College World Series?
Kentucky!
Don't think
Come
so.
Come on now, Mike.
Hey, cardsandcats.com.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
That's
Don't
right.
Don't you forget.
Yeah.
What happens? I wrote for the Louisville side.
What happens when you go to cardsandcats.com? Does anybody keep the rights to that?
No.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I still own that or not.
How did that work? Who wrote the cat side?
I wasn't. That was Mark's. Yeah. Mark started that. So go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no. So we don't have it anymore.
By the way, there's that buzz that you don't hear just as you started talking just now.
Oh, really? Okay, let me see. Let me see if I can move it around.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
You're good. You're good.
It's one of the toddlers is vomiting.
You're good.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, it does not work.
Oh, you checked?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, you should know, probably, if it was working.
No, I don't own it anymore.
He had a partner that wrote the Kentucky side. Mark wrote the UofL side.
Who wrote the Kentucky side?
So, on the Kentucky side, it was Kyle Peck and Brad Peevler.
Yeah, okay.
And they kind of did that, and then they kind of exited into private life, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So they did
kids
that.
And stuff, right?
Say again?
More kids and stuff, right?
Yeah, they had children and they had lives and
killed my video making biz.
It's a lot of work. I mean, doing a blog like that and maintaining a website, it's a lot of work.
Fresh content, hell yeah, it is.
And what Mike and I really discovered was we were making the Louisville people happy all the time, like with our stuff, but then it would piss off the Kentucky people, and then the Kentucky people would make the Louisville. So it was really hard to gain traction.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, Louisville and Kentucky people just don't want to share the same space. So we exited that, and then we went to the CrunchZone.com, and it's been that ever since.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So who are we adopting? I mean, I'm adopting Tennessee. I'll tell you that because I love their coach. I just love their coach. His rant he went on the other day.
Well, we can't adopt we cannot adopt Virginia, mm-hmm. right? Like that's one.
Or and I'm guessing not Kentucky.
You can't adopt them.
Wouldn't it be ironic if Florida State, who never won it with Mike Martin, mm-hmm. all those trips, wins
right.
it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I think I'm adopting NC State.
Really?
You
know? Huh.
Yeah, and the
so
reason
you just
why.
Howl. That's all you want to do, like you did the other day. You howled on the air.
I want to howl. But here's the thing. Like, NC State is a lot like Louisville. They are,
mm-hmm.
like,
red and
they
black.
Are not North Carolina. They are not Duke. They're not really the favored, program there, and whenever we go to NC State, whenever we go to Raleigh, the people there are really nice, actually. Like I've never had a bad time at NC State,
a
and
great
we haven't won every game there. So
feverish fan base,
right? And also Kevin Keats is the head coach there.
We like Keats.
So,
and you'll get a lot of references to the year of the Cardinal if they do well. You know, because they keep throwing their stats around about first team since, you know, to go to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they're saying they're the first team to go to the Final Four in men's basketball, women's basketball, right? Or
yes,
there's some accomplishments that they're not quite the year of the Cardinal.
Yeah.
But they're close, you know?
I think it was football was the one that was a little bit.
Yeah, it was different. It was like the ranking or something. I don't know what it was. Yeah, like a top 20 ranking or something like that. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I think NC State is my team. That's the team. And plus, they're playing UK right out of the gate, you know?
Well, that makes it easy, yeah.
Easy. Yeah. I can howl tonight. What time is there? Or that's tomorrow at 2 o'clock is when they play that game.
I can get on board with that. I've got family that lived in the right in the center of the triangle town called Sanford, right in the middle of Raleigh, Durham, Winston-Salem.
Okay.
And inside that house, they all adopted different teams, which was kind of bizarre to me. It's like no one was getting along in the house. It's like, boy, you're taking this this triangle rivalry personal. Like, you're just going to bring it home every single day in your house. But, my cousin Jennifer is a big NC State fan. She's a Louisville fan, too, so she always has trouble when they play each other. I'll cheer for NC State.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Blankenbaker sold me. They're playing UK.
That's all Chase needs to know. Yeah, that's all Chase needs. You don't really need to ask him a lot. Yeah, that's it. That's simple. That's done.
No, but I just think that if you really think about it, Louisville really – if you want to say who's the nearest team to Louisville in
college sports.
Yeah.
Or in the ACC, really. Yeah. NC State is the closest thing to Louisville other than Louisville in the rest of the league. Okay. And so I'll back them.
How about this bet they've got? Do you want to bet the ACC or the SEC? The SEC is minus 195, so like 1-2 odds, and the ACC is plus 160.
Oh, wow.
That's a good bet. I like that because there's four ACC teams, four SEC teams.
Yeah.
I love that bet. That's a fun bet. Where can I place that wager?
That's on DraftKings.
DraftKings. Okay.
So I'm looking at that right there.
Why not? Why not do that?
That's pretty cool. That's a smart
Virginia
thing to
has
do.
Won it, right?
Yeah.
I think they've won it. So they.
I mean, clearly there's a reason the SEC's favored. They have, like, if you go to bet them individually, I mean, I think they've got. Hang on, let me see.
I'm sure Florida State brings them down.
The three top favorites are all SEC teams. Well, your bare feet rubbing right near me are really bothering me.
You can hear that?
Yeah, well,
he's taking his shoes on and off
near me, and I can see them in the corner of my eye.
Wow.
And I don't like to see your bare ass.
Oh, you
feet.
Can see my feet too.
Yeah, I can see your feet.
Here, let me. Take my shoes off.
Buddy Ryan, weirdo. Here
Mike, get away. Put your feet on Drew.
Golly, get
Mike,
away.
You want to play footsie?
Put your feet on him.
No, get away.
Yeah.
So Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Kentucky are top three betting favorites. Then it's Carolina, Florida State, NC State, and then Virginia, Florida. So the three best teams, according to the, if you go by their future odds, to win it here, are all in the SEC.
Well, but I'm still going to back my NC State Wolfpack. You know,
you'll get them at 9-1. You get them at plus 900.
Really? Okay. Well, even more. You know, as I'm thinking about it, they're the team that got hosed. They got COVIDed out of the College World Series. I think in 21. So, you know, like I can get behind the NC State Wolfpack. Plus, they're playing Kentucky.
But that's really it. That's all you have to say. That was a long bridge and narrative to what you really wanted to say there at the end.
Exactly.
So, there you go. So, Mike, who are you, when you stop playing with your feet, who are you going to pick?
I'm going to go NC State. I don't think they're going to win. I'm just going to go ahead and cheer for them.
Cheer. We're going to have pom-poms
Yay!
Out. Cheer.
I'm not even going
to cheer for them.
When I cheer for them, catch this. I'm not even going to watch them. I'm just going to say, did they win?
But the worst case scenario for us in this is Virginia and Kentucky. Those are the two things we can't have.
I don't care that much about Virginia baseball. I got to be honest.
What is it? You know, other than they're in the ACC, what is it about Virginia that bothers you?
Lachlan.
It's easy. Yeah.
Insufferable.
Yeah.
Local.
Yeah. Moving the goalpost.
Yeah.
That's really the only reason.
Yeah, the moving of the goalpost.
So Tony Bennett.
You should just say it out loud. It's like, I don't want Lachlan to win. It has nothing to do with Virginia.
No. Yeah. I don't. I don't. It's exactly right. I look down my nose at that program, and they've won a baseball title and they won a basketball title since we have, and I don't think they deserve it. I don't think they earned it, and I don't want it to happen again. No way. No thank you.
There we go. All right, 267-9680, our number to get in. I'll check the UPS jobs text line here. I'm sure plenty of weird feet texts coming in here. Texter says, add the $20 or so, NIL contribution as a line item to your ticket price. Have a click here for more information. People are getting too complicated. Could they create an investment fund for players to get a portion of revenues for any event that takes place in their athletic facilities, concert? People are just, I mean, I know we're all ideas, but they're crossing streams where you have to get people aligned that are not aligned on that. Yeah. I mean, I think you're just going to have to figure out how it's only going to be on the universities, how to distribute this money and then how to raise it. I mean, I like people being creative, but it's got to be the simplest solution is probably going to be the simplest of revenue.
You're right, but I would want an open line on give me 1,000 ideas. And you might throw away 800
of
them.
I agree.
But, Because someone's going to say something, it's literally going to be like this accidental connection they had no idea they even made. And you're like, oh my God, that's brilliant. It's like, well, that's not really where I was going with that. It's like, yeah, but you just went there with that.
And here, this is the text that I think we got to realign where college athletics is going. It says, with NIL and constantly asking for fans and community support for more and more to get to the players, is that digging into the resources available to fix and upgrade facilities? What does it do to the Olympic sports? How can they keep up in other areas if we're constantly asking for money for players? I think the Olympic sports future is far different. I think anybody who played in the last 15 years played in the golden era of Olympic sports, where your lacrosse facility got upgraded, your soccer facility got upgraded. I think those days are gone. Right. You'll maintain as best as you can, but if you don't generate revenue, your athletic department doesn't survive. And I don't think it's great. I mean, Chase, you played college sports. Shit. Whoop. There we go. I meant to say shoot, and it came out that way. Chase, you played college sports, and I don't know what your take on this.
I mean, Center actually built a massive facility right after I left, so that was cool. But
that makes sense because you're attracting students, I guess, on some level. Because it's not like it's generating revenue.
Yeah, they're not generating revenue. But like to me, my sport's a little different. Soccer's got opportunities, you know, without college. I mean, the best opportunities, probably most of the people that play on our national team are not from college. They did not play college. Right. So,
but we're talking, I mean, I think people that are playing at Loyal, the people that are playing even here, they're not, you're not worried about being a professional soccer player for the most part, right?
I would hope not because that's,
you might have a couple.
Yeah. It's not that easy. It's interesting, the Olympic sports, I was never involved in like that was not my aspiration. Getting to college was like the aspiration of trying to have fun.
Right.
And
right.
not even getting a scholarship. I gets all caught up in it. Like, I'm sure your parents traveled and all that, obviously, with soccer. And if you got some money, that's great. Same thing with tennis. I just gone to college and not had to, I mean, I got like $1,000 or something. I mean, I think that the people spend so much money on travel, sports, and everything. I don't think it's just to save. They're not doing a math equation and go, well, but when they get a college scholarship, right.
Well,
pay
even
for it.
It
no,
out. Yeah,
they're
right.
doing it for opportunities to give their kids the best opportunities in that particular sport.
Well, let me give myself as an example, okay? So I, just like you, played tennis my whole life. We love it. You know, we had a great time. We want to continue the competition.
We played each other in the finals of a Brentwood tournament. Might kick my ass.
The camaraderie of the team, the competition. I mean, you always kind of love that. And so you don't just want to not all of a sudden have that in your life. It's like you've been tuned for that. So you need, how are you going to get it? It's like, well, I'm not going to get it having an art drawing contest with my son. So I coach tennis, and then I'm like, all right, I'm making okay money. It's like I'm going to have to get out and get in the business world. So I did that, IT, for 20 years. Now I'm in a life situation where my wife's job is just all over the place, and I need to be home helping a little bit more with the kids. So I'm back to teaching tennis. I'm loving it. Yeah. I mean, I love tennis. So it's like, it's not necessarily this
to
even it out. It's like literally just kind of my imprint of DNA.
My point is I think you can have college tennis teams, and we're just using that as an example, who pay their own way. I don't think their experience is any worse.
Yeah, it's not a financial reason you're playing tennis.
I mean, it's not like you come from the mean streets of, the Dominican Republic, and all of a sudden you've got a great junior tennis player. No, there are families that can afford college anyway, and if you can get some academic money in there, which will probably frankly be more of a D3 model for those sports that don't generate revenue, and that's fine. Their experience, we all played, all three of us here in this room played college sports paid our way.
For the love of the game. Yeah,
yeah, and I love the – my experience was not affected whether, you know, we paid our way or not.
Yeah.
And we had the means to do it. I get that. But most people in those – travel sports, bigger than the NFL, right? It produces more revenue than the National Football League, the travel sports trick everybody's played on everyone.
It shouldn't affect like the colleges having maybe fewer scholarships,
right? Or maybe
shouldn't
none.
Affect that,
right? You might have scholarships in 8 sports or something at a university.
There was a lady I was teaching tennis to the other day who was talking about their grandson. It's going to hit like 4 different states this summer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to go bam, bam, bam.
Is it going to make it that much better?
You know, it's just like, oh, my gosh.
Does
it
make it that much better?
And, you know, and you hear it all
the
time.
Stay home and practice.
Especially from football coaches. You'll hear this all the time. The multi-sport player is really the most hounded, you know, or sorry, not hounded, honed athlete that they can pick up because just the experiences, the different things they learn, the different things they've taught their body to do that is completely different by the sport. So I am not into like
I just act like
the professionals at the age of 10.
That Instagram well, we got to go to Florida. So we're going to be $27,000,
right.
And if we qualify, we'll take a boat to Cuba that'll qualify us for the tournament in Guatemala.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Yeah.
You're not like, how many swings are you even getting out there? Just stop it. You know, it's like chase all these guys.
But
their time be better spent. You know, this Mike taking private lessons.
Well, yeah, no. Or I mean, like Mike said, playing other sports. And there's not many kids that do it. And I'll say this on the college level, it's different now. Yeah. Even at the D3 level, I was like, God, this is like we're doing a lot for a little. Like I'm not getting that much out of it, and if it starts feeling like a job, like I'm not gonna do it.
So
I'm supposed to do it for fun.
So I think the college model is just gonna be different. The whole upgrade Olympic sports facilities will keep it from being condemned.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you played tennis, lacrosse, whatever in the last 10 years, it's golden era. I don't think we're ever going back to that.
Yeah.
Do you all think that the university level, like the presidents, are gonna look at that and they're gonna say, well, maybe we can do something on the athletic scholarship side to maybe so that we can still provide tennis scholarships, but the university pays for them and not the athletic department?
I think you do like Division III does, and you have academic money there. You know, and maybe not necessarily for an athlete, but you know, potentially for an international play if you're trying to get a broad-based student body, that kind of thing. I think it's fine to have a Division III model for sports that, you know, aren't that relevant. I mean, they don't make money. They're not relevant. I played tennis. I know it's not relevant. I didn't have to be. I was fine with it being called a minor sport, and then it was a non-rev, and then it was an Olympic sport. I don't feel like an Olympian.
But I've always thought it was weird that, like, at U of L, and every school is like this, and so it's not like we're different, but, like, that the university charged the athletic departments for the scholarships. I always thought that was, strange.
I did, too, and they charge them more for out-of-state tuition. Like, why?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that, do you?
Right. Oh, you're from a different state?
Yeah.
Slam them!
Yeah, but we're giving them a free ride.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's like the athletic department's paying for the scholarship to the university.
Maybe there's an accounting principle that we don't understand that they have to do it. But I always thought that was weird too.
Yeah.
I mean, so I 20 years ago, you know, I'm assuming it's probably pretty similar though. In tennis in foreign countries, if you were not good enough to go pro by the time you were 18, you came to play college tennis in America.
Yeah, and stole a scholarship from an American player.
And
then we try to kick them right out of the country as soon as we've stolen that scholarship, educated them, and trained them. Now we want to ship them back.
I mean,
it's the dumbest thing they do in tennis.
And so that's exactly how that's the perfect example of someone, hey, I love the sport.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just want to continue playing my sport.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll come to America because they have a very competitive structure for me to play in since I can't be a pro.
And so, you know, maybe, I mean, to me, that would be an advancement if all of a sudden now it's not the scholarship and more American players can benefit from it who we're going to train and maybe give academic scholarships to and not try to just, you know, get rid of them once we've stolen the opportunity from a, you know, qualified American.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, obviously it's in the... It's because the coaches are trying to advance themselves, right?
You know,
so they're getting
win,
the best possible players.
There's a reason, Mississippi State's whole team was from France. It's not like there's a great connection to Paris from Starkville.
Right.
I know it seems like an obvious
sister cities.
One. Yeah. It's like their whole team was French one year. I was like, what the...
Yeah. Oh, that's strange. Yeah.
But
I do think it's a bigger conversation, though, for the university.
Yeah.
How important are these sports to you, you know, at a university level?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the athletic department can operate the way it needs to. But I also think that you go and you say, hey, we have a successful swimming program. What are you willing to kind of take on here in order to keep it going? Otherwise, we're going to have to make decisions.
Yeah. Swimming will be an interesting one because that's international. It's had great success here.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
But doesn't generate revenue. And so what is it worth? I mean, I just look, you know, Bellarmine and these schools that did the sprint football, that's a sport, but it's really a marketing tool for male students. That's right. All that is. That's the whole reason behind it.
Yeah.
And will universities view the non-major, you know, four or five sports that may bring some attention? Will they view them that way as well?
Yeah.
These are conversations being had right now in real time because of this ruling, you know, that they're going to have to start paying out players.
I wonder if it'll be something like your non-revenue sports just have some pretty nice facilities.
Yeah.
You know, and then just no scholarships.
I think your experience would be great. I mean, they wouldn't have any problem with you're going to get the support system of a university from academics and everything
trained
else.
Unbelievably.
World-class trainers, nutritionists, and, you know, you interested?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe there's that whole in-state, out-of-state thing. It's like, and we'll wave the out-of-state flag on your tuition.
But then if you get a great donor who's really passionate about tennis and they want to, you know, support it. Well,
that's true. I mean,
provide scholarships.
Oh, yeah. They're allowed to earmark. Yeah.
You'd be able to, I mean, you could be able to win a championship probably pretty easily if you have the right interested party.
Yeah. Well, it's all going on. It's real interesting behind the scenes. And it's not going to be simple. The text says, how complicated? Charge the fee with the info. Give them the option to opt in or opt out. No, you have to know the revenue you're getting. Look, the cost of these things has already been baked into your ticket for years.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying for all these other sports sort of with that cost of football and basketball anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're making the whole budget off of two sports. So whatever you're paying in tickets, some of that's going to rowing, golf, tennis, whatever, lacrosse, you know, name all the sports you can, soccer. It was already doing that anyway, so you weren't asked to opt in for that. You know, that's where the focus is going to just narrow for a few sports that make money because of the rulings and, you know, the way that it is.
I think this is like one of those, you know, shows, and probably there's been other shows in the last 12 months that you want to save.
Yeah, and
because
see how right or wrong we were.
Because blind on what 5 years from now is going to look like.
And so are the athletic administrators.
Yeah,
that's the crazy thing.
How close did these conversations land to what happened? Because we're in the figuring out stage, and then we will reach the maturity stage, you know, of that, where we figured it out, and this is kind of how it works. And so we are all flying blind.
Absolutely.
Completely blind. Like, we have no idea what next year is even going to look like.
And neither does anyone within the sport. That's the thing that was really opened
my eyes.
We are
literally living in the present. What an awful mindset!
Oh, man. All right. We will continue along here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. We'll let you do that here this morning. We've got plenty going on. We have the College World Series coming up a little bit later tonight, so we've got that for you. We've also, if you are somebody who thinking about fitness equipment, Mike Lindsay, I know the fitness market has made a huge impact in your life.
I mean, floors, equipment, weights.
What do you have now? You have...
I mean, pre-core treadmill.
Yep, I have that.
Spin the bike. I got the dumbbells because I'm the biggest dumbbell. We've got the flooring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't been doing it as much lately because the kids are getting up later because of school not, you know, being out. But I have been waking up at 5:30 and it sucks. Okay, so everyone, if you want to know you're doing something good, do something that sucks, makes you mentally tougher, and you're getting something done in your day. You will hate it at first, and then you will feel very empowered by what you're doing. But been getting up at 5:30. I'm working out.
Wow,
doing the spin bike, doing the weights, and all this stuff is fitness market. You know, I'm going to give my wife credit because she started doing it, and I'm like, fine, I'll get up and do this.
Damn you.
Whatever you're doing.
Damn you.
And then so, but again, it's about the access. I can do it. The kids are not awake yet.
That's
my
the thing.
Life is just just turned upside down once they wake up. Three feral animals just climbing off the walls, and I can do nothing.
Feral animals. Hilarious.
So, thank you, Fitness Market.
So, Fitness Market, if you have feral animals or whatever Mike just said, and you want to get that workout in, head on over there. They've also got, obviously, the saunas. Who knows? Lieberman could be in my sauna right now. Well, actually, the camera would have gone off. I'd have known that. It's Fitness Market, and when you get over there, tell me you're talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar song.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And Mike Lindsay, also known as Crumb's Revenge.
There we go. We are back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. We got NBA Finals coverage tonight, brought to you by our folks at the Baranos, where we'll have some pizza from a little bit later on today. So it'll be hopefully, I mean, I'd like to have at least a fifth game, but right. I mean, I don't know. It's the NBA Finals, NHL Final, terrible.
That was...
Both of them.
Both of them. Awful.
That was an amazing, truthful crush yesterday about Luca's defense.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean, that
from Brian Windhorst, he
that
killed
was,
him.
And it wasn't completely disrespectful.
No. He just said it like so mad. I think that's why it was so good, because it was so matter of fact.
Yes. You know? And it was almost like he's... like Luka's biggest fan. Like, he's mad. Like, come on, Luka, I want to see you win one. What the heck?
Yeah.
You know, like, but it just also goes to show you, you just can't do it all by yourself. And so Luka, can he improve his defense? Probably. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be good at it? Probably not. You know, like, there's probably just, you can't have it all.
Right.
Like, even Lamar, it's like, even when he does amazing things, like, he's not going to win it by himself. You know, he's going to need a lot of help to win it. Otherwise, Peyton Manning would have like 10 trophies. You know, like, even Peyton Manning can't win it all by himself. It's like, so I don't know what they need to do. It's kind of cool to see Luka, because it doesn't look like he's an athlete at all. Just kind of roll out triple doubles and just like he's semi not interested. And now he's interested. And
it's amazing.
Yeah. I don't understand it, but you just can't do it all. But that was an amazing crush.
There's that buzz. Just kick back in, Mike. I don't know if you got right.
Wow,
there you go. Now it's
why.
Gone. Now it's gone.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, very strange.
Yeah. So
very
just strange. just letting you know. So we'll let you hop on in here. 267-9680. I don't know, Mike. I mean, anything you've been hearing people talk about, you haven't had a chance to jump in on since you've, you know.
I will say what we talked about earlier is still in the top of my mind, which was, on the heels of Russ's talk to the team of the hire of Peyton Siva and how smart and how fast that happened for Pat Kelsey, which gives me a lot of hope, because your best leaders know how to get the right people in the right places and organize and delegate, and they don't try to be taking on too much, which is actually what we were kind of hearing at the end of Kenny's tenure, was he wasn't even letting some of the assistants give the feedback they needed to be giving.
Yeah.
And it's like that's an example of like poor, overwhelmed,
Trying to lead. It's just so bad. Well, everything's going to be so much better than the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's almost like you can't do anything worse than they, like, I don't know if there's one thing they did that this staff won't do better. Like, can you think of one thing that could possibly be worse than anything?
I can't think of a single thing.
Not one. They weren't good at one thing.
Yeah.
We were good at getting fouled.
We were really good at getting fouled on the
free throw line.
Yeah. Still, no one knows what the Josh guy did. No one knows. Why he was hired, why he was there.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was just a complete cluster bleep.
Well, the energy that he has, the fact that they're like, I don't know, him and Mark Pope – both averaging, you know, like a top four and 3-point shoot shots.
Oh, my God. The game.
That over that under is probably going to be 73 three-pointers, maybe.
I mean, who knows?
Unless the defense just completely locks it down. But
it'll be fun.
I'm just so excited. Everything is pointing to success that, yes, we hope that coaching can match his energy, his appointments at the positions, his attacking the portal with the modern day required urgency. Like he said, he'd be done like he wanted to be done 2 weeks earlier than he was, you know, when he said my roster will be wrapped up by, like, I think he almost nailed that date. I mean, he was off by like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, with negotiations and different things that kind of have to happen now, some of that timeline's out of your control. But I mean, I could not be more excited. I hope the coaching, his success, he has lots of success. So there's a lot of reasons to think his coaching will match that level of energy that he's shown us for. But again, hiring Peyton Siva is, I think, going to be one of the biggest things that we don't see behind the scenes.
It's a nice symbolic thing. I don't want to overstate
it. It is symbolic.
It's symbolic. I mean, it's just smart.
But
I mean,
you don't win. You know, like he says, you got to have every right person in each right spot to be successful. You know, the 25 strong or whatever he says, like everyone has their role. Like that is a great hire.
Yeah,
for
but
that
they won
the
2013 title, and they didn't have to have any touch from the past, right? I mean, that was, you know, I mean, that was.
No, they didn't. They didn't. But I do think coming off of what we heard from, it's in a fan base that has been somewhat fractured over the last few years. I do think we need to rally the wagons. Like I do, I think we need to pull everyone together, and there's absolutely no better person for that.
Yeah, we need to start moving in the same direction, you know, as a program. And like the KP mafia was a big problem during that tenure and stuff like that. And
trying to tell you, hey, they're not terrible. They're not, you know, no basketball. They're not terrible. They suck.
Yeah, they're the worst hire in the history of Division I sports.
Well, they suck. Don't tell me they don't suck.
They really are that bad.
I have eyeballs.
I think about 9 to 11 minutes per game, they played really well.
Unfortunately, they play, you know, a little more than that. You know,
that was the problem.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, I can't remember which player it was of the incoming transfers, but I felt bad that he said this. He said, because they're like, are y'all excited with the guys you have? You know, you think you guys are ready to kind of get to the tournament? What do you think? It's like, we need to work hard. He's like, we lost exhibition teams last year. And it's like, you're saying we and taking accountability for something you had nothing to do with is a great leadership example already out of these players. And when they talk about how they do a lot of due diligence outside of basketball to make sure they've got the players that match what they're trying to do and have the right attitude, I'm like, that statement alone told me they found a match.
Yeah,
we lost exhibition games last year. It's like, no, you did not. But thank you.
Yeah, right. Yes, that's right.
Someone's taking accountability for that.
How about that? Accountability.
Someone's going to take it, and it's going to be the person that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
They tricked me.
It's a great point. They tricked me. Played that song. Jump off the Titanic. Jump on the Titanic.
We got people jumping on and off the Titanic. Yeah. Why do people jump off the Titanic?
Why do they jump on? Did they thrive after that? Are they flourishing now? Yeah. You know, greatly after that?
Well,
love to know those untold stories.
I can't remember the meme. Maybe it's all perspective, but it was a Titanic meme, and it says, the after 100 years at the bottom of the ocean, the Titanic pool is still filled with water.
Oh goodness,
that's funny. I don't even know if the Titanic had a pool, but I love the joke.
Let's see what else I got here in my sheet of lies here to look through.
Pat 40 had a really good article in Sports Illustrated about the naming rights, and like he has suggestions for naming rights for the leagues. And I don't know. Do you want to hear any of these?
Yeah.
So he's like, I won't be offended if the Atlantic Coast Conference becomes the AT&T ACC. He said maybe Lilly can talk some dollars and cents into Florida State and Clemson, which is pretty funny. He's saying that the SEC should be presented by Dr. Pepper Fansville, and that the Big Ten should be the Wendy's Baconator Big Ten. Let's see what else he's got. He's got the Jersey Mike's Mid-American Conference.
Why Jersey Mike's?
I don't know. I think he said so Danny DeVito can sell Maction every bit as well as sub sandwiches. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got the AFLAC American Athletic Conference, the Liberty Mutual Mountain West, I like this one, the Scattered, Smothered, and Covered Conference USA. You know?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, presented by Waffle House. So, yeah, he had some fun with it. And, you know, this is like the direction things are going to go. If you're not going to have – like the SEC is still pretty much the SEC, like the Southeastern Conference. But they're the only ones that have really kind of held mostly true to their geography to this point.
Yeah, yeah. Big Ten doesn't really they're challenged numerically with all their schools.
Big 28.
The Big 28.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's still a better for everyone to have kind of that regional setup. I you know, it is what it is, and it's just going to be more TV and less travel for the fans, I guess. But I mean, whatever. UCLA Rutgers is going to be a great rivalry.
Yeah. I did want to play the audio. The Reds guy, you know, he was arraigned in court. You know, the guy did the flip and then got tased.
Oh, okay.
So here, this was a pretty good exchange in court with the judge, who had a good sense of humor about it. So here you go.
Have you seen any of the videos that people captured?
I have not, no.
Quite a few.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Everybody thinks you landed that backflip.
Pretty sure I did.
I don't know if everybody could hear it. It was loud enough, but yeah, that was, you know, the judge said, yeah, you landed that backflip. Pretty sure I did. That guy's TikTok. He's going to win on this, right? Because he's a TikToker, right?
Yeah, you know, as long as he's not injured because of the face plant that he took.
I'd say he's fine. Oh man, Steve Ebbs has said he just made the post of my deck being redone. So go to Ebbs and Lowe, the Facebook page, and it'll be on Ebbs his website. Because Mike, you haven't seen.
No.
I haven't seen this either. This is going to be the
your
big
deck
reveal.
Needed work.
I
knew.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, and so many of my others. Let's see. We have to send me the link because I don't see it right now. He said he just did it. So.
Ebbs and Lowe, yeah. And I'm looking for it. They have a page.
Maybe it's uploading or something. Because I want to see it. Because Mike, you will not believe. So you were one of those that wanted to. Here it is. Wait, somebody's on the thread. Who did I put on? Did you put on the thread? Here's. Golly, that looked bad.
Right.
And I'm watching it. I'm watching it.
Yeah. And so he just did this. If you need any sort of renovation, Ebbs and Lowe. Man, it looked that bad, huh? My gosh.
Yeah, you were getting to the point where it's like you just need to almost start over.
Yeah, that staircase was really bad, too.
Yeah, I had neighbors telling me that. They told their kids not to go up and down Mr. Diener's. Look at that.
Wow.
I mean, it is night.
Oh, here's the drone.
Day, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the drone footage he took last night. It was fantastic. So if you need any sort of...
What costume are you wearing in that window, Drew?
Not wearing a costume.
Is that like, Wonder Woman?
Yeah, no, that's Chip. I mean,
wow, this looks that great. Looks
yeah, I know this is terrible for radio.
Yeah,
but if you need any sort of reconstruction, go to that Facebook page, and you're going to see night and day difference.
Yeah, that looks
get a good
amazing.
View of the Carlin roof too.
Yeah, that's right. Up there. Damn right, yeah. He did. So, that's awesome. That is fantastic.
Yeah,
so, I'm very excited about that. So,
might be time to sell the house. It's not getting any better than that.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy it. I mean, hell.
Yeah.
Max still got another couple years of high school. Last I checked, got to move somewhere too. They don't give you cheaper elsewhere. So
that's awesome.
Well, that's good stuff here.
I love that you're taking Max to Vegas to have fun and connect.
Well, it's a work trip. Yeah, I mean, have fun. But
help
yeah.
him. I mean, I wish I could do more things like that with my kids. Like I have three kids, and all I'm doing is managing fights. Is all I'm doing.
You're surviving.
You know,
yeah.
But it's like that's such meaningful time. It's great that you're doing it. And good on you, Dad. I mean, I even this morning, you know, I'm trying to get out of the house, you know, and Kai's like, will you play a game with me? And Luke and Nay are upstairs fighting. You know, I'm just like, I want to.
Somebody
Kai.
Be on my team.
I want to. You know, let me go upstairs and peel people off the drywall.
So. Yeah, I don't even feel, when I talk to you, I don't even feel like a parent. Like, I'm like, I don't need to do any of that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he's getting ready to be driving here in like a month or something. So
what, a girl came over to swim with Naomi last night. friend brought his daughter over. And I told the boys, look, hey, Naomi's got a friend come over. And that's the worst thing in the world that can happen, because now the boys want to play with Naomi's friend, right? Mm-hmm. And Naomi gets mad at the boys, like, they're not letting me play. And so the whole time was basically Nate saying, can you get these guys away from us? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm trying. And they're like, I thought you said, Dad, it was a play date. It's like, yeah, for her, not for you. It's just nonstop.
Yeah, and that's why we get you like an hour every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know. So, are you going to be able to go to football games this year? What's the termination? You were going to buy season tickets at one point.
I was going to, yes. And that window passed for this year, at least. But it's not.
It hasn't.
Yes, our commitments to the year it is, but but I am going
budget wise.
Yes, I'm going to take. I am absolutely though going to take the kids to a football game this year, because they have I think a little bit more concentration and focus where they can enjoy a game and not want to go after 10 minutes, because you know when you go to a football game, it's a commitment of time. You know,
hell
a little
bit more than other sports. You're there. So. That's your day.
Yeah, so it's. I think I am to the point where I'm gonna definitely test drive the kids to a football game this year, and I'm looking forward to it because I had such a good time when you hooked it up last year. We had a great time.
These games
with
are fun.
Reinbert and you all,
and that's the thing. Like, if people are worried about like the first part of those couple of games, like it's football. It's the opener. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah,
and then the other game's at 3:30, which is a win. If you get that getting that second game at 3:30,
right?
Not having both at noon, to me, that's a huge win.
Yes,
Give me a reason to go out there and tailgate. It's going to be amazing. Absolutely. It's going to be fantastic.
All right, Blake and Baker, you rest up back there with all your meats and cheeses overdose.
Thank you. appreciate it.
And, have a long slumber.
Yeah, and we'll hold it down here for, man, I just can't look at this video. Ebbsandlow.com and Steve Ebbs will, you guys see it. I didn't even want to.
You can post it, right?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to. Yeah. But I'm saying you have to see it physically. You have to do a show from the deck maybe next week.
I would like to do that.
So get off my deck.
Beg, borrow, and steal people to help me.
Yeah, exactly. all right, that'll do it for us. Maven Rummage on 93.9, and it'll be Rabeau and Co. in 6-8.